A June ruling is expected on one of the Supreme Court's most significant cases, Arizona's law on illegal immigrants. Joining us this morning is David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only. David, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
So what are the early readings on the court's consideration of this tough state law?
Well, there was a moment where Justice Sotomayor told the Solicitor General that what he was selling wasn't buying on a particular point. But we have on the show this week the lawyer who wrote the amicus brief for the ACLU, and she seemed to find significant positive responses from the judges on several areas. It has to be noted that there are no civil liberties aspect to this particular case. It really has to do with jurisdiction and the precedent of letting individual states form their own immigration policies when, by congressional legislation, it's really a federal operation. And so that to the degree that there are conflicts and to the degree that the administration says that state operations in this area are causing it problems in carrying out the federal law, that's really the grounds of this decision. She saw some positive signs from some of the judges' reactions and questions on that point.
So we will get clarification on what is within the power of the states, at least on this issue.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what this is about. It's about jurisdiction as opposed to whether it will cause profiling, civil liberties problems, detention of American citizens because of mistakes or erroneous presumptions of police, all of those other issues, even criminalizing church activity. You know, there are many churches that give assistance to immigrants on the basis of need, not their legal status. But none of that is on the court's table for this particular case. There are other cases working their way up the federal court chain, which may get to the Supreme Court if it does not knock down the whole law and make those issues moot.
David, this comes ironically at a time when we see the flow of immigrants from Mexico slowing down.
That's right. Not only slowing down, but according to a report that came out last week, a greater outflow of Mexicans than inflow of Mexicans. Some say because of the increased enforcement. Others say more obviously because of the poor economic situation and poor job prospects. Another guest on the show, Craig Shirley, noted the Ronald Reagan biographer, working on a book on Newt Gingrich, as a matter of fact, right now, thinks that that fact will make this whole issue less salient in the election. But our ACLU guest, who works with a lot of immigrant groups and immigrant support groups, feels that it will still be very salient to immigrants, legal ones, voters, and it could very well energize them if the decision goes in favor of Arizona as opposed to the administration, could very well energize what is a growing, everybody acknowledges, a growing Latino vote, even if it's not of importance to a large part of the population. It will be important to the growing part of the population that is Latino and supportive of Latino interests.
All right. Thank you. Good to talk to you, David.
And my pleasure.
David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only, 11 o'clock tonight on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.